Route 126.
If you're earning $1 million a year, you shouldn't get special tax subsidies or deductions. On the other hand, if you make under $250,000 a year, like 98% of American families, your taxes shouldn't go up. An economy built to last is one where we encourage the talent and ingenuity of every person in this country. That means women should earn equal pay for equal work.
I was the third State of the Union address, the Obama White House on display. There were applause moments throughout for a couple of different things that he said. Basically, this sets up, I think, the war between the Democrats and the Republicans and what we're going to see on the campaign trail. It was the economy, the economy, the economy. If I were to sum this up overall, the thrust of the president's message was that the nation's middle class, which you just heard a snippet of it there, is at risk because of the inequality that is growing in this country, and argued that the government has to do more to preserve the basic American dream. This little nugget is absolutely going to be the theme, and we're not surprised by this, of his 2012 reelection bid. There are other moments that we'll pick out throughout the speech. Healthcare just addressed a little bit, not that much. Immigration, illegal immigration, amnesty possibilities, that was also part of it. Students with overbearing student loans on their back, that kind of stuff. Education was a little bit of what was whipped into the State of the Union address. But if we took everything all together in the hour and change that the president spoke to both chambers, it all goes back to the economy. It all goes back to the economy. He talked a lot about the Republicans and Democrats working together. He gave examples of that. He talked about Robert Gates being a guy who was hired as a Secretary of Defense in the Bush administration, but yet working with the Obama administration when they got Osama bin Laden. He mentioned Osama bin Laden in the first 5 minutes of his speech. So we'll dissect that more. We'll let you hear the reaction from the Republican side, which was the governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels' job to do. And we'll also maneuver through the waters of what's happening with the Republicans in this move to Florida now for yet another primary, because primary season is where it's at. Everybody is watching this show. And so you could say the president stole the show for a little bit of time away from the Republicans because so much attention has been focused on that side of the aisle as the wrestling match continues during state to state to state to state primary or caucus. I'll be curious, just for my own edification, what kind of ratings the State of the Union address will get, because remember, this is on all stations, and unless people aren't tuning into it, I would be curious as to how many people were actually watching this last State of the Union speech before the November election. We have 41 weeks before the election, and there's no doubt he's demanding higher taxes for millionaires. You can hear that right from the get-go, the little piece that we chose, talking about if you make $1 million, you should pay more. And people who are making more money are saying that very same thing. You make $1 million, you should pay 30%. Making a case for his second term. One thing that was interesting is Gabrielle Giffords, if you watch the president from the very beginning walk in to address Congress, if you saw that little walk, which is always kind of a historic moment for any president, no matter what side they're on, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, doesn't matter where they're sitting. But there's something about moving down and shaking hands with Republicans and Democrats and chatting and hugging certain people. The cameras follow the action. And there was one embrace that I think nobody would deny was pretty authentic, and it was with Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. It's been a rough year and change for her. since she was shot at point-blank range, and she's resigning from her position as a congresswoman from Arizona. And on Twitter, that was one of the top things that people were talking about, was Giffords in the room, the embrace, the camera panning to Giffords a couple of different times, because this is one of the few times you've seen her in public in a very, very public situation. And that's one uniting, she was one uniting person, I think, that was on the scene of all the suits, of all the people that were there to watch the president's State of the Union address. Nobody would have anything nasty to say about Giffords. What will be interesting is once she steps down, then the fight for the seat, though the Democrat may have the edge, but it's always about numbers in Washington. How many in the House? How many in the Senate? And, of course, we're talking about a House seat where you overwhelmingly have that Republican majority versus the Senate, which is a much different story. So on a scale of 1 to 10, if you wanted to rate this thing and be objective about it, what do you think the president scored? Did you, giving 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest possible number he could get in this third time around? I'll tell you one thing that was interesting. It did seem like to me, and I'm sure there was a teleprompter there, but it almost seemed like he wasn't doing the teleprompter thing when he was pushing for the new taxes and emphasizing things and that kind of stuff, where he was talking about education. He was talking about not being a test-taking nation. He was talking about the people in this country being employed and getting more jobs, because that also is one of the things that the president mentioned right at the top, because we're all job-weary. He talked about coming in minus 4 million jobs because of what had happened in 2008 and making up the distance, adding 3 million jobs. So the reaction, as you can imagine, from the Republicans, whether it was Mitch McConnell or it was the Republican governor from Indiana, Mitch Daniels, now his name keeps getting mentioned as a potential candidate for the presidency to kind of ride in there at the last moment and take it all away. Mitch Daniels and Jeb Bush, you keep hearing those names over and over again. And Daniels could be somebody who's on the undercard for whoever ultimately gets the nomination for the Republicans. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, of course we're going to look at the politics of it all and what it means to you and me. Did you think it was just more hot air? Do you think there was something of usefulness in what the president had to say? Is there something that could actually unite the Republicans and the Democrats and make the logjam go away? I don't think so, not in an election year, but that was part of what the president emphasized. I think he was doing an in-your-face moment to a lot of the Republicans, and they certainly pushed back on that after the remarks, after the State of the Union address. They could feel that sting, I believe. You know that the candidates that are running to get the Republican nod for the presidency have some reaction to that, so we'll talk about that as well. Plus, the Oscars. It was Oscar nomination day, and maybe not too many surprises along those lines for the movies. We're going to talk to our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohat, at the bottom of the hour. So stay with us. You want to throw in your 2 cents? Let me give you the digits, 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Let me put colleges and universities on notice. If you can't stop tuition from going up, the funding you get from taxpayers will go down. Higher education can't be a luxury. It is an economic imperative.
All right, so the president says it's wrong. What do you say, America? Wake up. I know you're out there. Smell the coffee and chime in. Throw in your 2 cents on the overnight highway, 800-259-5791. Maybe it puts you to sleep and you could care less. You weren't even paying attention to it. That's why I want to see those ratings. What are the ratings like compared to the Republican show when they're on Fox and NBC and CNN and, you know, whoever they're playing on? It's amazing to me in almost 20 debates the kind of ratings that they're getting. So how will the State of the Union address rank? That could be a little bit telling, especially when you're the president, you're the leader of the free world. This is the third time around. This is the last of your administration this time around, especially if you're not reelected. And you're on all stations. You're across the board. You've blocked out everything. That's what's happened, pretty much, the cable networks and the big three, the big four, actually. And there you are. So you've got that supposedly captive audience. And you see there where I was talking about education, and the theme was going back to money and pay and middle class. If you listen to what he had to say, the inequality. This is absolutely the start of the race for Obama. That is the setup, and that was part of the State of the Union. For sure, these are the themes that he's thrown out that are going to be part of the whole re-election bid, without a doubt, without a doubt. And the Republicans, as I said, had their own take away from the State of the Union address, including the governor of Indiana, because he officially, you know, there's always the rebuttal. So he officially was the guy charged with that. And he said, among other things, that the president has resorted to extremism with stifling anti-growth policies and continually trying to divide Americans. So as he dug a little bit further, Daniel said that Obama was describing his vision of attaining an economy built to last and an emphasis on fairness, but that it was really the Republicans, not Obama, that understood the best way to trigger economic growth was to get government out of the way. See, that's what's interesting. He did make it seem like he was borrowing a couple of in a softer way some of what the Republicans are saying. If you follow along, you watch the whole thing, you could hear that mixed into some of what Obama was throwing out in the State of the Union. Mitch Daniels was talking about some of the things economically that you know, all the Americans. Daniel said that Obama pretty much was saying, as in previous moments, that we're all in the same boat, but that's not really what the presidency is about, but that it's a constant effort to divide us and to actually win favor with some Americans by castigating others. I think we have Daniels. Take a listen to some of what he said.
As Republicans, our first concern is for those waiting tonight to begin or resume the climb up life's ladder. We do not accept that ours will ever be a nation of haves and have-nots. We must always be a nation of haves and soon-to-haves. He seems to sincerely believe we can build a middle class out of government jobs paid for with borrowed dollars. In fact, it works the other way. A government as big and bossy as this one is maintained on the backs of the middle class and those who hope to join it. In 3 short years, an unprecedented explosion of spending with borrowed money has added trillions to an already unaffordable national debt. And yet the president has put us on a course to make it radically worse in the years ahead.
All right, so emphasizing the government jobs and how are you paying for them, and Daniels has a point. It sounds really good, but who's paying for this whole thing in the end? There was a comparison made, and there were some lines that you could pick up that were used before by Obama when he talked about immigration, for example. If you go back to 2010, he said, and we should continue the work by fixing our broken immigration problem. In 2011, he said, I strongly believe we should take on once and for all the issue of illegal immigration. And then this State of the Union, I believe as strongly as ever that we should take on illegal immigration. That's a good speechwriter. You're saying the same thing 3 years in a row, but you just tweak a few of the things so it's a little different. And when you look at it, oh, okay, well, isn't that the same thing, kind of like a coach? The other thing that he said in 2010, I mean, I could pick out a few other things, but in 2010 he said we can't wage a perpetual campaign. And in 2012, he said we need to end the notion that the two parties must be locked in a perpetual campaign. The thing is, it is about campaigning. The Democrats know it. The Republicans know it. And the bottom line is they both want to come out on top. The education part, in 2010, it's time for colleges and universities to get serious about cutting their own costs. That was 2010. 2012, colleges and universities have to do their part by working to keep costs down. So see, to me, this is what happens in these addresses. Some of it sounds good. It's great, flowery language. It sticks at you, you know, puts a stake in your heart, and you think, yeah, why can't we not be test takers? Why can't we be innovators? Why can't we take the unemployed and train them? Why can't we come up with that, train them and put them back to work? That's what we should do. Of course, why would we have anyone unemployed? But it does come back to, okay, how are you paying for that? Who's paying for that? And where are these jobs? See, it's the same thing. Where are these jobs coming from? The one thing Obama said that many Republicans have suggested that I liked and should happen. In fact, if you stick around for our next Hour in America tonight, we have a Made in America segment where we're going to introduce you to a businessman who has his own, he's manufacturing his own product, clothing, at a cost that's a lot higher than if he had sent it overseas or just pawned it off to another company and pocketed the money. So the Made in America theme was pretty big in parts of what the State of the Union, what he talked about in the State of the Union, talking about tax breaks for people, companies who keep their jobs in America and employ Americans. That was a big theme. Also, a little bit of a dig on China. I was kind of surprised at that. Almost a Republican-like theme in talking about jobs, that part of the jobs, talking about keeping manufacturing in our country, talking about Master Lock in Milwaukee, now back and really full swing, pumping and going at 100% capacity, and wasn't it great to see that? And talking about the Green Initiative and actually getting a little snarky where he mentioned if you, in venturing this and trying things, there are going to be failures, there are going to be things that don't work, and this is all part of the process. He was definitely referring to Solyndra, the mistake that the government paid for because it was government insured, or actually it was a government loan, so it pretty much is government insured, and that's, he didn't say it, but that's what he was referring to, saying that that we have to be able to make mistakes, and sometimes that's going to happen, and whatnot. I'm getting some emails from a bunch of you. On the flip side, I promise we'll look at that after we talk with Stephen Shohat, because he's waiting in the wings to do the Oscar thing. Keep this number handy, 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Was there anything that you would pick out in the speech that you would call a dud? Or was there something that you liked in the speech that no matter what your stripes were, you said, eh, yeah, if only they could do that, if only that would happen? You saw a couple of the Republicans who sat on their hands for some of what the president had to say, but then at moments were gracious and applauded some of the things that were said as well. And what didn't the president talk about in the State of the Union address? Because that's always fun to debate what was left out. Just like the Oscars, who was snubbed by the Oscars and what didn't happen in the State of the Union? That's in our last segment here this Hour of America tonight. But next, we're going to Hollywood.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You know what Miss Leaf would do to me if she knew I was telling stories on her?
Well, I was thinking we wouldn't have to tell her. The other maids would have to keep it a secret, too.
All the maids?
Well, I was hoping to get four or five to show what it's really like in Jackson.
When I whistle, you've got to come. Understand? My dad had a dog who stayed when you called him. He used to run up behind you when you weren't looking. He's not a dog. He's just puzzling it through.
Get out of my underwear, you freak!
Oh, okay, no.
Don't
back inside, put on a swimsuit.
Why?
Now!
Right after my father died, I'd come up here a lot. I'd imagine the whole world was one big machine. Machines never come with any extra parts, you know. They always come with the exact amount they need. So I figured if the entire world was one big machine, I couldn't be an extra part. I had to be here for some reason. And that means you have to be here for some reason, too.
Why are you so dressed up?
I was just doing a little writing.
You dress up and put on cologne to write?
Because you know how I think better in the shower and I get the positive ions going in there?
You can't start paying you first tonight. You'll have to start Hatterburg.
Yeah, I don't want to go 15 rounds, Billy. The lineup card is mine, and that's all.
Okay, the lineup card is definitely yours. I'm just saying you can't start paying it first.
Well, I am starting him at first.
I don't think so. He plays for Detroit now.
You traded Pena?
All right, what you just heard there was a montage of the Best Picture nominees for the 84th Annual Academy Awards. The Artist, The Descendants, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Help, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, and War Horse, all up for Best picture. Joining us as he does each and every week, and this is a very, very big day in California and elsewhere for moviegoers, people who just love the movies, Stephen Shohead. He's the author of Hollywood Story Short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how you doing? Happy New Year, since I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. So here we go with the list. You just heard the best picture. You talked about The Artist a bunch here when you came on with us and how interesting you thought it was and whatnot. I think it's interesting that this category is kind of all over the map, don't you think?
Yeah, it's kind of lighthearted. Really, it's really not with the heavy movies, with the possible exception of Tree of Life. But you know, I think it's very watchable movies. I mean, obviously, there's always disappointments, even with 9 nominees. Well, I mean, disappointments for the people who made them, like Warner Brothers. They campaigned like crazy for Harry Potter, the last Harry Potter movie, with the Deathly Hallows to get nominated. And obviously that was snubbed. And obviously, War Horse, which personally, of all the movies that I've seen, I haven't seen Extremely Loud and I haven't seen Tree of Life. I've seen the other 7. And War Horse personally was my favorite. And yet Steven Spielberg didn't get nominated. So if you don't have the best director nomination to go along with the best picture, it's very unlikely that your movie will win. So I think The Artist is probably the favorite, although Hugo, which is a different film for Martin Scorsese, who's 69 and has a 12-year-old daughter, and is trying to make movies that are not so tough, trying to make movies that his daughter could watch because he won't let her watch things like Goodfellas. It's kind of surprising, I think, that it ended up leading with 11 awards, but I still think The Artist is probably the favorite to win, although The Descendants will be a contender too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's interesting in the actress category, you have Glenn Close, you have Viola Davis, you have Rooney Mara, you have Meryl Streep, you have Michelle Williams. I don't know, that might be, the actress category might be tough to call.
I think it's going to be Meryl Streep this time. Of course, Meryl Streep has only won 2 Academy Awards, even though I think she's been nominated like 17 times. But she hasn't won in quite a while. It's amazing. I mean, she didn't even win for Out of Africa. She hasn't won since Kramer versus Kramer and Sophie's Choice. And every year, she gets unlucky going up against Sandra Bullock or Kate Winslet or somebody who's hot that year and beats her. Now, that's certainly the case for Michelle Williams, but for My Week with Marilyn, but for some reason, My Week with Marilyn is sort of seen as sort of a comic movie. I mean, it was nominated for Best Comedy at the Golden Globes, comedy or musical, not Best Dramatic, and that allowed the Golden Globes to give 1 award to Meryl Streep and 1 award to Michelle Williams. But I think because the Margaret Thatcher is seen as more of a dramatic performance, I think she'll take it this time. Meryl Streep, I mean.
Yeah, it's interesting talking about it's more of a dramatic a performance, certainly, in portraying somebody, an iconic figure, a political figure. You look at supporting actress, and you don't usually get this. Comedies, it's a tough thing, but you got Melissa McCarthy for Bridesmaids.
Right, right. And it'll be interesting to see how that goes. I guess, I like The Help, and I haven't seen Bridesmaids, honestly, but I like The Help, and I didn't think it was a great movie, but the lady from that movie, her name is escaping me, Octavia
Spencer, yeah.
Yeah, Octavia Spencer, yeah. I mean, she's got some of the more dramatic scenes in the movie, and I think she's kind of the favorite to take it. But Bridesmaids obviously was a movie that also was, they were disappointed that they didn't get into the Best Picture category, but they did get that Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah. Do you think there's any obvious, you mentioned one, Steven Spielberg, any other obvious snubs in the Academy announcements of the nominations?
Well, there's Michael Fassbender for the movie Shame, that didn't make it. You know, a couple of acting performances that that didn't get in. I mean, Spielberg is the obvious one that comes to mind for best director. Things are slipping my mind as far as who didn't get the
nod that you thought maybe should have. Yeah,
didn't get the nod. Yeah, I mean I have to go over it. I'm more focused on the people who did get in.
Yeah.
And it's obviously great for Gary Oldman finally to get one after all these years. I mean, never gotten nominated before. But I think George Clooney's probably going to take Best Actor. Best Supporting Actor. I mean, it was really interesting that Jonah Hill got in and that Moneyball did so well. You know, Moneyball is a movie that's kind of controversial with some baseball people.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't mention the pitchers and the success that they brought to that team that year. Oakland did so well, and also Art Howe was extremely upset about how his character was portrayed in the movie. But it really did strong. I don't think it's going to go anywhere as far as Best Picture goes. And then Tree of Life, that movie was actually booed at the Cannes Film Festival. So for it to get here is, I mean, Terrence Malick, obviously some people absolutely love him and other people don't. Now, the interesting thing is you got Sean Penn going out there and kind of bad-mouthing the movie, saying that it was one of the greatest scripts he ever read, but it didn't capture what he really felt, that the movie, some of the qualities that the movie had. And then, of course, you have Woody Allen back after all these years with Midnight in Paris. And I personally didn't think Midnight in Paris was as great as other people thought it was. I mean, I know a lot of people loved it, but I thought some of the characters weren't as strong as you have the main character and he floats around in this ghostly world, but some of the human characters that he interacts with, they didn't seem that well developed to me. But anyway, here it is, and it's probably a movie that a lot of people have forgotten about after a few months. And the other thing is that when you look at these movies, and a lot of them didn't make hardly any money at all. I mean, The Artist, for all the acclaim it's gotten, it's only made $12 million. I mean, compare that to like Harry Potter, which didn't get nominated and made like $240 million.
Yeah.
So as usual, the Oscars is going to be a chance for people to discover movies maybe that they haven't seen. And with all the success The Artist has, and I personally love it, will people still go see a silent film? Do you know that there were people in England who demanded their money back for the movie when they found out it was a silent film?
Oh, I didn't know that. So, wow.
Yeah, so the other thing about The Artist is that they've got a controversy already, because as soon as you get to be the front runner in the Oscars, the bad mouthing starts. And the controversy that they have is that the final part of the movie, the music was the same music used in Alfred Hitchcock's movie Vertigo. And that kind of took away from a lot of people are criticizing, saying that was a really unoriginal choice. So if something's going to bring it down, I mean, who knows if that'll be a negative mark for Oscar voters, if they'll say that the movie's not as imaginative as it could be. But that's not original music. And probably, you know, unless you've seen Vertigo, most people wouldn't know that. But for those who have and haven't seen it yet, they'll recognize that movie coming in at the end of the film.
Yeah, absolutely. Good thing to point out, Stephen Shohat will, I'm sure, be talking more about the Oscars, author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Pick it up. Great book. You can get it anywhere. Stephen, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
All right, it's interesting. One thing Stephen did say, and I agree with him, really, he mentioned it. The film that got snubbed is very strange, and some of the actors, is Harry Potter. Harry Potter versus The Artist. Think of the box office. He's absolutely right. Coming back, more politics next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
It is time to turn our unemployment system into a re-employment system that puts people to work. Our workers are the most productive on earth, and if the playing field is level, I promise you, America will always win.
State of the Union address, what do you think on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst? The president says he wants a fair fight, while Mitt Romney, by the way, and Newt Gingrich, they want to take his job. They want hand-to-hand combat. Boy, it's getting interesting when these two go at it. We saw what happened in Florida with the latest debate. The ratings were pretty high once again, and people are more tuned into that show than what's happening with the current president, even if they're Democratic. I think a lot of people are focused on what's going on with the Republicans. So now this was the moment for the president to seize the attention of both chambers and the United States, the citizens of the United States, theoretically, if they're watching. And most of what the president had to say was about that little theme there, leveling the playing field, the inequities, the haves and the have-nots, education, re-energizing, that's what happens when you drink too much coffee, re-energizing, the people who are unemployed and re-educating and focusing them. So as you can imagine, there was plenty of blowback from the Republican side. Here's what Herman Cain had to say about the president's State of the Union address.
So I say in response, on behalf of the Tea Party and citizen people across this country, with all due respect, Mr. President, some of us are not stupid. The state of the union is not good. We heard more class warfare where the president and his administration still wants to manipulate the tax code and pick winners and losers.
All right, and that is kind of true. He was wants to pick winners and losers in the sense that saying, okay, this is the deal. If you make $1 million, screw it. You got to pay 30%. We're not saying we don't reward people who make money. We're not saying that we're not a country where you should be able to be aggressive and pursue your dreams and all that sort of stuff. But you need to pay your fair share, and that would be, if you're making $1 million, 30%. If it's still that number again, if you're less than 250, then you should be paying, you shouldn't be paying as much. And the problem is, there is some truth to that. The thing is, Herman Cain, for all the 999ing, is right. That's why I'm for flat tax, fair tax, whatever. The problem is the tax code is ridiculous. You can't even get your way through it. And it is true that if you have a better tax attorney or someone who knows how to manipulate the system, then you will pay a better rate no matter what your income is. So whoever's president needs to push as hard as they can possibly push to have a big change in this direction. But, you know, this is government hooks when you talk about the IRS. How many people are employed by the IRS? Who wants to see the IRS abolished and evaporate? Who wants to see the Federal Reserve evaporate? And if I had my druthers, I would love to see that slowly but surely through attrition go out. Just sail out to sea. Bring us something that makes sense, like the two that I mentioned, the possibility of fair or flat. But that's an argument for a completely different show. Talking about the State of the Union here, how you would rate the speech, ultimately, what is it that we heard? In response to the president, you heard Herman Cain there. We also let you hear earlier in the show, you heard Mitch Daniels, who was the official response from Indiana, talking about that it could get worse. And here we go again with the haves and the have-nots, with setting up this debate between the different classes of people. I looked at this to try to see what it was that what ground wasn't covered. So the speech, there were a lot of things that were put in the speech that were thrown out before. There wasn't very much mention of health care reform, which that makes sense to me because health care being challenged, if I were writing this for the president, health care is what's being challenged, the individual mandate, if you remember, at the end of March, the historic 3 days to hear oral arguments. I mean, this is going to be super big, and this could go either way, and the president certainly knows that, and the people around him, they know that. So they didn't emphasize health care very much at all. Instead, they talked more about schools and about forgetting about the tests and having better teachers and making them accountable if you have bad teachers, getting rid of bad teachers, that kind of thing. There were a lot of military metaphors that were mixed in the speech. Clearly, that's what he started with, talking about that we are no longer in Iraq, that we got Osama bin Laden. That was mentioned in the first couple of minutes. And going back to military people a couple of different times, talking about veterans and talking about what his administration has done for veterans, kind of a laundry list. There's a lot of laundry listing throughout the State of the Union. Things that you didn't get, like I mentioned, health care, that was not a big thing at all, because we know that that is a big polarizing deal. And as I mentioned, with the Supreme Court actually ruling on a couple of things about the constitutionality, especially with the individual mandate, they didn't go in that direction. Instead, the focus was more, I think the focus was more about let's jettison out, let's set the tone for where we're going to go when we're campaigning. Where are we going to go next with this? What is it that I'm going to be talking about? And these are the things, this is the menu, So I'm going to lay it out for you. And that's what I got the sense that we were seeing, that we've heard some of the things that he said before. I mentioned that if we picked apart lines like the immigration system's broken, we've heard that since 2010, or whether it was we can't keep waging this perpetual campaign, that our horns are locked, talking about the two parties. We've heard that before. And also talking about that there is a lack of trust. That goes back to 2010, and there was something weaved in there in 2011, and this time around there was, too, about talking about the deficit of trust. Not the deficit, but the deficit of trust, talking about how the American people, feel. There is a movement afoot. I've talked about this possibility of a third party. And there's a movement afoot, and there's a big press for this now, called AmericansElect.org. In fact, we talked to somebody when we were in New Hampshire about this. And the idea is to pick a president, not the party. And this is starting to get some steam. I don't think it will play out at all in this election. But I'm curious as to, with what we're seeing now, will there be some kind of an effect in the future on elections from groups like this one? Will we actually really, in my lifetime, will we see a third party? And the reason I bring that up is listening to the State of the Union and some of the things that were focused on made me think nothing has really advanced. We were talking about the same things in the year, and the president even said it, so I guess to just get out in front of it, that nothing's going to happen. He kept saying, get that bill to me, and I will sign it. I will sign it. I will put that in there, knowing full well that there's no way that the Republicans or the Democrats are going to come to terms, even when we're talking about the payroll tax extension, to continue to do that. There are massive sticking points between both sides. A tug of war that is so ugly you'd get rope burns just watching this volleyball going back and forth when we're talking about some of the grandstanding and addressing Congress. You know, that's not going to be a layup at all. It's just like the deficit and the debt ceiling conversations. And he knows that, so that was easy to get in front of that. And it's also easy to come back and attack that, because nothing has changed there. For as much as the frustrations that we hear from many of you across America, the things that we've been talking about for the past year and a half, so much has still really stayed the same. In the meantime, the Republicans that are running for office, especially former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, they're going back and forth on the money thing, only they're going back and forth on the money that the two of them have made and the money that they're spending to get the Republican nomination. Newt Gingrich's campaign finances have definitely improved as he's won South Carolina and gone up in the polls. A super PAC backing Gingrich called Winning Our Future bought 6 million in ads in Florida. Ooh, that'll buy a whole lot of mudslinging.